Walking Route 1. A Magdalena Beach and Pine Forest, Chamosso Beach. Duration, 55 minutes. Uphill incline, 35 meters, 115 feet. Downhill incline, 35 meters, 115 feet. Horizontal distance, 4.2 kilometers, 2.61 miles. Route type, circular. Severity of terrain, 2. Route orientation, 1. Difficulty rating, 2. Degree of effort required, 1. Times are estimated with no stops and based on excursion information method criteria, MIDE, in its Spanish initials. Calculations are based on 2017 data. The length of this circular route is just 4.12 kilometers, 2.6 miles, making it suitable for walkers of all abilities. In 55 minutes, it takes us from A Magdalena Beach to Chamosso Beach, before returning to the starting point. As always, we recommend comfortable footwear with a firm grip. Care must also be taken when walking over steep terrain, as this route includes several cliff-top sections. We start next to the roundabout at A Magdalena. We make our way along the sea promenade, with the former football pitch and A Magdalena pine forest on our right. This is one of the borough's best-loved landmarks and popular with sports lovers throughout the year. Here, we will be able to spot large numbers of common wood pigeons and red squirrels. When we come to the end of the pine forest, our route continues along Cantinho Road, past La Panela Sailing Club, leaving the roundabout behind us on our right. From here, we have to walk up a set of 47 wooden steps, stopping on the way to admire the breathtaking views this landscape affords, including A Magdalena Beach, the railway bridge, and A Magdalena pine forest, in all their splendor. On reaching the top of the steps, we enter a magnificent wood, boasting autochthonous species, including oak, chestnut, laurel, alder, and holly trees. From here, and until we leave the wood, we must take great care, as this first section of the route runs along the cliff tops. We must not stray off the footpath at any time, making sure we avoid any detours to the right. At this point, to our left, there is a viewpoint overlooking the rocks that mark the start of Chamosso Beach, A Magdalena Beach, Ponte de Ume, and the Ares Ria, or coastal inlet. Here, we will find some steps leading down to Chamosso Beach. This is a small beach, approximately 50 meters long and 10 meters wide, that is never crowded. It's a golden sandy beach, bathed by calm waters with a moderate swell, making it ideal for bathing. From here, we start a gentle uphill climb along the path. Once at the top, we must continue to our right. We turn right at the crossroads, leaving the railway underpass behind us to our left. From here, we take the right-hand path, which takes us back through the forest as far as A Magdalena Beach, the borough's best-known natural landmark. This is a typical coastal inlet beach, partially bathed by the mouth of the river Ume as it flows into the Ares Ria. This magnificent beach is 1,100 meters long and 50 meters wide, boasting fine white sands and calm waters, as well as a wide range of amenities and services. It has several beachfront bars dotted along the sands, offering both indoor and outdoor facilities, and serving a wide choice of dishes based on traditional Galician cuisine. The beach is accessible for the disabled and is also the site of La Panela Sailing Club, an ideal family venue which, in addition to offering a range of water sports, is also a lively social centre, particularly in summer, making Cabanas one of the most popular seaside resorts on Galicia's Atlantic coast. We continue along A Magdalena Beach, past the beach bars, until we reach the end. From here, there are two possible routes. The first carries on to the left, back to our starting point. Alternatively, we can carry straight on across the railway bridge and along the promenade that lines the coastal inlet. This route boasts spectacular views of the borough of Cabanas, Ponte de Ume harbour, and the ancient bridge that connects Cabanas with Ponte de Ume. We continue left through the railway underpass until we come to a roundabout, which we will leave behind us to our right, before returning to our starting point.